Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube, review it for free. Hey, this one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Not a true masters.
What?
Not a true masters.
Are you
not
out
a true
of
masters?
Your rabbit.
Not
mind.
A true masters, dude. In what day and age do you get do-overs in sports?
It wasn't a do-over.
It was a do-over, dude.
I
thought you guys frown upon.
Wait.
You frown upon the mulligan.
Wait. A do-over would have been if he would have got to go and replay the hole, and if he made par, he wins. A playoff is when you go back and the guys that are tied replay the hole.
Nah, it's the same, dude. You get to go back and do what you just undid.
It's not.
It's the same, dude. It was very anticlimactic.
First of all, look, I'm going to tell you from watching a boatload of golf, right? Usually, a guy in Rory's position versus a guy in Justin Rose's position.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Rose had been playing great golf all day. He came on strong at the end. That's usually the guy that wins because he's got the momentum of playing well.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that scar of messing up the last hole.
Well, as somebody who watches no golf, let me tell you, when I was watching this with heavy petty stakes involved, and I'm watching Rory hit the sand on the OG 18, not the redo 18, I was like, oof. But then he made the shot out of the sand, and I texted you guys. I said, stones. That's a good shot. All he has to do is make that putt. Couldn't do it. So he has two blunders on the final hole. And they're like, that's okay, Rory. Guess what? Playoff. You get to try it again. If you're one of the best golfers in the world.
Wait.
Hold on. Just hear out my amateur theory here. To me, If you're one of the best golfers in the world, and and something as rare as Rory McIlroy screwing up so bad as to end up in the trap and then be a putt he could make in his sleep away, you give him another crack at that exact same hole right again, of course he's going to nail it.
You know that's predetermined, right?
I know it is, but it's stupid. It's stupid.
Why?
They
do it in every tournament.
They need to have it a middle hole. Okay, it should be a hole that he played a long time ago.
The reason why they don't do that is because of the scramble to get there. You got, 20,000 people out there?
People will make the walk.
And so if you keep it within, a lot of times they will keep play holes that are all located right around 18.
So for the people? So we're doing this just for convenience? Look, it's 2025. We can take the cameras anywhere. We have drones. I don't care about that. Here's my other suggestion.
Ridiculous right now.
Why
you know
is
what?
It?
Here's what I'm going to say to you. Before you continue, stay in your lane.
No. That's not fair.
Stay in your lane.
We sat here for years.
You're on the bumpy part.
This is not fair.
On the side of the road.
This is not fair. We sat here for years on this show, and you denied the head kick, okay? And I had to sit here and have professional fighters tell you you're an idiot. Allow my idiocy here for a while because of Petty. I think what the Masters needs to do, you got all that money, all those
One more thing. Let me explain to you people what this guy suggested to me. Rock, paper, scissors.
I think Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy.
I hung up the phone. I turned off my mentions. Like, you, sir, lost all credibility with the Master Champion being determined by rock, paper, scissors.
First of all, it's not that far off from a coin toss. Second of all,
there was no coin toss. First in, first out.
No.
The first guy that posts the score hits first.
Your counter to it was, overtime. It's the same as overtime. And I said, but that's determined by a coin toss on who gets the ball first. How is that different from rocks, paper, scissors? My only deterrent was that the winner of rocks, paper, scissors gets to pick. Well, that's just home away. And it's not the same because you're facing against somebody. In golf, you're really playing yourself in the course. Truly. Which is why it's ridiculous. Somebody as good as Rory McIlroy, who we all saw choke, he choked. And then it's just like, never mind, he didn't choke. He gets to do it again. What? Come on! The same hole?
See, here's the thing. I don't think he understands how hard golf is.
It's not true. I mean, I've made the uphill volcano before.
Huh?
I've made the volcano putt before.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's my other suggestion. If you don't like rock, paper, scissors, winner gets to pick the hole. Why doesn't the Masters have a playoff hole? Why can't they have just one hole reserved for sudden death?
So you want them and all the property and the way it's laid out to have an additional hole that they go to for emergencies?
Exactly. They got the money for it.
Really?
They do.
Where would you put this hole?
Dude, you're telling me Augusta couldn't figure out after all this time a super overtime hole?
Right in the middle of the golf course.
Somewhere. I don't know. Fix it.
You think they build these golf courses around the topography of the land, and there's really not any room for an additional hole.
Look, good for him. I can't say I'm happy for him because I wish him more success.
What has he done?
He said that the Toronto Raptors had a better crowd than the Heat, and I'm never going to forget that. And that's
so that's what your wait.
That's where my entire beef started.
Wait, this goes back. Now, keep in mind, he may know about as much about basketball as you do about golf, and you're taking every word that he says about a crowd. Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. That crowd yesterday, watching Bub Carrington beat us, it was on fire when Jaime was putting up 40, even for a meaningless game.
I thought he hit the shot clock.
Dude, I did too.
It was crazy,
I've watched three buzzer beaters this season against the Heat, and really four, because Sabonis did it with 0.5 left. So I've watched four buzzer beaters beat the Heat this year. The year from hell. It really is something. But no, look, obviously emotion of sports, good for him. But I'm going to tell you, give me your honest assessment. Can I just hear?
Would you like?
No, I want to do this.
I'm going to take you through.
Take me to your living room when 18, not overtime, when 18 happens.
Listen, the ebbs and flows of my emotions from the start was amazing because Rory doubled the first hole.
Oof.
I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. But then he bounced back, had two birdies, and then Bryson, you know, with all the momentum on his side, decided to start hitting it sideways. And my thought at the time was, this golf course must be playing really hard because there was really nobody under par except for Justin Rose. And that means that it's playing tough. When nobody's shooting little numbers, everybody's shooting right around 70, 71, it was playing difficult. Now, what I would say is this. The reason why, if I had doubts about Rory, were occurring was because he was hitting the ball crooked. Off the tee, he was hitting it all over the place.
Yelling at his ball.
He was finding, he was getting these windows to hit the ball on the green and escaping with par. Then the shot he hit on 15 from 200 yards out, hooking it around a tree. Right after Bryson DeChambeau hit the ball in the water. I love the way golfers, you know, my favorite thing about golf is when they miss a putt and then they go tap the ground like they hit something or they'll hit a ball that comes up short in the water and they'll look up at the wind.
Dude, I found it so annoying watching Justin Rose sit there for 900 minutes. He's like looking around. He's got the coin. First of all, he doesn't even have the ball there. He's got the coin for the ball or whatever the hell he does to mark the ball with. He's sitting there. He's like looking around. He's got his notepad. And then the ball's there.
They don't do that.
Yeah, I know that they do.
Ever see him do this?
Was it three fingers? What is that?
It's called aim point. And they use it to like, it, man, they do all kind of
but
crazy
you do
stuff.
All of that just to like have it lip out. I'm just like, oh, really? You just... And then everybody's just like, and everybody's disappointment is just, oh, you hear the whole crowd,
go, Rory, go! they just immediately move to the other guy. Because the crowd, contrary to popular belief, especially in that situation, the crowd was going to be happy regardless. But if Rory lost, he would have definitely been more miserable.
Oh, dude.
Right?
There's no coming back from that. I think you got to hang it up. If you would have known.
He had a worse situation a few years ago in the Masters.
Sheesh.
He had a 4-shot lead going into the back nine and hit a ball next to one of the cabins. Like he was standing amongst the azaleas trying to figure out where to hit his ball.
Well,
so like all that aside.
Hmm?
What stones he showed to still be in it.
Is because it stones?
Guess what? Think about this. When Bryson started losing it, he lost it all the way. Like, that's the nature of that game, is that the hardest thing in the world to do during the course of a round is shake that stink off of you and not keep playing poorly.
Is it stones? Like, that's the thing I wrestle with. How is that stones?
Hey, wait. It's the equivalent to, say if Steph went 0 for 10, but then he makes the three at the end of the game to win it.
Okay.
It's kind of like...
But it would be like Steph Curry basically going to the free throw line, yakking a couple free throws, and then he gets to go to overtime, but it's just determined by free throws. Like, he's going to hit it. So
you know, in all playoffs in golf, they play off. They go to a hole and play it off. That's been predetermined.
I know, but a lot of the times, like, it's not always someone's going to yak it that bad to get to an overtime. Sometimes
yes!
a guy, not
yes!
not always, but not always.
What it happens?
Sometimes a guy,
yes.
some okay.
Usually, some guy.
But
the reason why it ends up going into a playoff is because one of the guys leading does something at the end and lets other people in.
Or somebody can go earn it though. They could go like that. Would feel yep. different to me if Rory putted to force the overtime and then go win it. Well, I'm sorry, I keep calling it overtime. To force the playoff, and then that would feel different. But to have the lead, yak the lead, and be like, well, no bigs, I get to do it again.
Well, in order, here. You're exhausting this morning.
Thank you.
In order, and this is in order for somebody to be able to come back in the playoff, that means whoever was leading did something to give them an opportunity. So Justin Rose made a hell of a birdie on the 18th hole. But Rory had to make bogey for him to be able to get in the playoff. Rory makes par, and it's over, and we're not even talking about the birdie on 18.
But it would feel different to me if it was almost flipped, right? Like, if Rory blew it,
that Rory made
he
the
had
bogey
to sit
and
around.
Was in the last group.
Yeah, and then he earned it. It would feel different to me than it would.
But if Justin was in the last group, right, that means he probably would have been playing terribly and birdied the last hole.
Tears says, well, what's your idea for playoff golf, Tobin? Oh, if you were late here, I told you, super playoff hole that only gets unveiled.
That they keep in bubble wrap
right
until the playoff.
Well, you can. I think
and,
the regular.
He doesn't understand enough about how golf courses is built that you can't just put a hole anywhere.
No
room.
Hear me out. For the regular day in day out members of Augusta, they can play it if they want to. It's not like it's going to go to waste.
Where are you going to put it?
They got the money.
No, it has nothing to do with money. You can have all the money in the world. If you don't have room, you don't have room.
You can make room.
Really?
They can figure it out.
Really?
I mean, they'll never do it.
You know what you sound like? You sound like when you have a whole car full of kids, right? And you go, you know, we can make this work. And then you got kids sitting on each other's lap and stuff.
But when you go golf with Cliff, right? And you're sitting there, and Cliff really just yanks one. He goes, Mulligan? Don't you kind of look upon him like, really, dude? You think it's gonna get?
We use breakfast ball in the morning because we tee off so early.
Dade South says golf simulator super playoff hole.
Hmm.
What about
really?
A putt off instead of a hole?
A putt off?
Yeah, just you just need the circle.
No,
there. Come on.
They did. Listen, both of those guys played that last hole to perfection. One guy made the putt, one guy missed it.
All those
that
notes.
Hole went exactly. Nobody hit it in trouble. Nobody was struggling to make par. Both guys played the hole well. One guy hit it closer and won.
Schmeathen.
That's how you want to play. That playoff was exciting to see Justin Rose hit his ball first and hit it almost in the hole. And then to see Rory hit it again and hit just the unbelievable shot.
Jukebox says replaying the last hole seems illogical. Playoff holes should be selected at random.
Here's the thing, and here's what I tried to tell Tobin. Every tournament is different where they determine the playoffs.
Okay,
some tournaments they go to 10 and they play 10 and then 18. Some tournaments you have three whole aggregates.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the majors. U.S. Open, when you tie, you used to play a whole nother 18 on Monday.
Yeah, I thought somebody did do that.
Yeah, so
too much.
So it's a crazy thing that you're saying.
Terry's very mad at me. She says, obvious Tobin doesn't play a lick of golf. They didn't do a do-over. It was tied. When hockey is tied, what happens in overtime? Very fine point, Terry. Here's the thing.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Why does hockey go 3-on-3?
But that's a regular
season. That's not regular hockey.
Hold on. That's a regular season gimmick. In the playoffs, they do not. So if
this is a major.
Agreed. So what they should do is that I would be fine. I would be even more fine if they did 10. Do 10 first. Because they say 18 and 10 if it's still tied. Do 10 first.
And here, to be honest with you, it depends on how close the holes are together.
Oh, well, obviously, it's close enough. If they were tied after 18, they would have gone to 10. Flip them. Do 10 first.
It's already predetermined.
He's all right.
And keep in mind, more importantly, all the people are already there.
Oh, dude, trust me. Those kiss asses will walk for Rory.
Yeah, but you don't want too much. You don't want it too hectic before you hit your shot.
You don't?
You want to get it over with.
I don't want it over with. I want the toughest conditions to pick the winner.
18? This is one of the toughest holes.
Not if you just did it.
Really? So you think.
It's
you
like a walkthrough.
Let me get this.
You got a walkthrough.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So you think one of the most difficult holes on the golf course, if you got a do-over, you'd be better at it.
If I was number one in the world, yes.
He's not number one in the world.
At that time, come on.
Who?
If I'm one of the best golfers on the planet.
Right.
Okay. And I get the chance to redo a mess up twice on that hole.
You got to do it four times.
Dude, that's my point.
You play four rounds of golf.
Right after, though, dude, it's different. It's different. You'd agree. It's different. To do it right again?
Let me tell you something. Tobin, I don't think you understand.
It's the only time in the sport it happens.
Hold on. I don't think you understand how mental these guys are.
Hold on.
The hardest thing in golf to do is go back to the scene of the crime where you blew it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
No.
What?
Ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
It's the only time in the sport it happens. It's the only time in the sport where you get to redo it. Normally, you screw up, new hole.
They've played all the holes.
No. I'm saying in the round, Leroy, you screw up on 3, you got to go to 4. There's no redoing 3.
We're talking about a playoff, though.
I understand.
So let me ask you a question. You know, and here's the assumption that you're making, that every playoff comes from somebody in the last group. It does not. Sometimes I've seen they had situations where two guys who were tied at the top had to wait an hour for the lead group who just blew it. And wait for them to finish before they went to 18.
And that would possibly feel different to me. And maybe I would have different feelings if I didn't have petty agenda against this man. But I just saw him blow it. And what's his reward for blowing it? Oh, have another chance, Rory. Hi.
But that makes it more difficult.
That's ridiculous, dude. That is a ridiculous take.
I'm telling you to have all that on your brain about how you just ruined or blew the chance to win the slam, right? To win all four majors, to have that right on your mind and have to go right back to the same hole. You got to have your mentals right.
Get out of here.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Really? You sound so ridiculous.
I don't sound ridiculous.
You do.
I'm just being honest because I'm the only person who gets swept up in these fake goosies everybody has for him.
What? You don't think, like, 1 of 6?
Yeah, 1 of 6.
But it should say, but you remember what it took to get the 4th. 10 years, I mean, 10 years in an overtime.
You do realize that the last Masters that, was it the last one? No, it was the third one Tiger won, when he had a playoff with Chris DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing that Rory did.
Third Masters?
I think it was his third one where he had a playoff with Chris DeMarco.
He already had two jackets?
Yeah.
Let's not say those are the same things. Come on.
Why? The situation is the same.
It's not the same thing.
Tiger had a lead. He blew it. And then he got in the playoff.
Are you kidding? kidding me? Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? It'd be like saying Michael Jordan has two rings already, but the third one, woof. Obviously, this one has the most weight.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Tiger had a very similar situation to what happened to Rory. That he had the lead and lost it and had to go to a playoff.
Two Masters in?
I think it was his third one. What is how many you won before now? In fact, it makes it even more difficult when you haven't won one.
No. But that's the point. Is of course it does. But he choked.
Just from this standpoint, do you understand the weight on any athlete's head when you have failed in a certain at a certain point in your career? So to Rory, the way everybody was on him, him not winning a Masters to this point in his career has been a failure. And then you bogey the last hole and got to go do it again?
Yes.
You think that helps?
Of course. All you got to do the next time is not get
it worse.
Dude, he went to that last hole. I am not leaving this stance. I'm telling you right now.
Ridiculous.
We've done a half hour straight on this. We got to take a break. Back after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Marcos, you sat there listening to this debate for 28 minutes.
Yes.
Even though we kept it going last night, mad enough to get Leroy to leave our group chat.
Oh, Jeez.
I was like, whoa. He left the group chat? You could just do that? I'm going to put a poll.
Here's why.
See.
I had to get up really early.
Yeah.
And so I had my phone by my bed. I normally don't keep it by my bed because I know you idiots.
Mm.
Right? And every 2 seconds, bright light. And so I'm like,
oh, no.
It's 10:30. It's 11 o'clock. Go to bed.
Nope. I'm checking the tape. I checked the tape because I was like, he left the chat? Was it that egregious?
And you kept going, so I left the chat.
It was because you had a ridiculous Sabonis take wanted to hit me with yesterday.
You know, ridiculous. What are you going to admit you're wrong about this?
What am I wrong about?
You say that 3 years ago, Bam stuffed him in a locker.
He did.
And he's overrated and steals all of Bam's.
He is overrated.
He led the league in rebounds.
Congratulations.
He led the league.
Who else is rebounding on that team? Who else is rebounding? Everybody else is 6'2".
Who else is rebounding on a bunch of garbage teams?
What are you doing?
Leads the league in double-doubles. I want you to admit you're wrong.
No, he's got pointless double-doubles. It's a stupid stat.
So you think
Sabonis is average?
No, he's good, but he's wildly overrated.
How?
Like, the fact that he gets on all NBA every year, it's like, what is the superpower that he has? What's he ever done? What are all his playoff moments? No, seriously. Since you want to talk,
yes,
let's talk. Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
Success in the playoffs.
Does it? Yeah.
Where is Sabonis?
What does that have to do with all NBA?
All NBA selected before the
playoffs. Because it's a regular season award. It's regular season.
He's a
regular season player.
Exactly.
And because he has feathery hair.
If you say what you're saying, and you say Bam is
he's a sieve on defense. He's a half player.
Hold on. If you say Bam has had more success in the playoffs, that's fine. But you can't diminish a regular season award, which is what all NBA is.
Yes, again.
I diminish a lot
of regular season awards.
Your reasoning for why Sabonis is overrated is because he hasn't done nothing in the playoffs.
Dude, he's literally, Leroy, this is the greatest accomplishment of Sabonis' career. Seriously, I'm being dead ass serious about this, besides Bam stuffing him in a locker and dunking on him all the time. One, he had a putback against the Miami Heat, which is the highlight of his life. Okay? A lucky shot. And second of all, the Kings were a 3 seed with 46 wins. Like,
I tell you this all the time. But every year is different. What is demanded of...
Like, that's the highlight of his career. Congratulations. The guy he got traded for, by the way, because everybody's showing it over Sabonis. Tyrese Haliburton, already been to a conference finals. But everybody was, Sabonis this, Sabonis that.
So wait, they traded Haliburton for Sabonis?
You don't even know that?
No, I wouldn't have did that. So, like, are you all of a sudden an Indiana fan because...
No,
or a Sacramento fan because you seem kind of hurt.
No, it was him.
Almost like you're doing the Tobias Harris over me.
No, here's my point. Frog Boy comes, tough day for Tobin. Sabonis led the league.
That's not just the only thing that happened.
That's like, get out of here.
That's not the only thing that happened.
Get out of here.
And I just want to explain to you two.
Yeah.
I want to explain to you two idiots exactly why I left the chat.
Okay. Let me get to both of you now.
Right now. You're arguing something, and you go, no, that's not what happened. And you know how that translates to me? At 11 o'clock at night?
Well, I needed a break after binge-watching The Pit, which is, by the way,
with another text that was in there.
Right. Just random.
No one's eating a sandwich for 7 days, but they've saved 40 lives.
Wait, no, here you go. Are you guys watching The Pit? No. How about that damn Sabonis? He led the league. No. So it went from Pit Talk to Sabonis.
It was careening.
I'm like.
The Marlins. It was careening all over the place.
Right.
Okay.
You know? And so meanwhile, I'm laying with my phone next on my nightstand, right? And so finally Mel goes, you're going to get that? I said, no, that's the idiots. What could they possibly be talking about? I say, you don't want to know.
It's a mixed bag of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Realistically,
after we went from talking Matt Mervis, I was explaining how The Pit went too far.
how no one's had a sandwich. It was 10:15 to 10:20. No, it was 10:10 to 10:25, and it averaged one text per minute. And Leroy's like, that's where I draw the line.
Dude, it was ridiculous.
It was 10:15. Like,
wait, I was sleeping, and all of a sudden.
By the way, in the pit, in the meanwhile, spoiler alert, in the pit, in the meanwhile, they did finally cover that where he goes, I got to order some pizzas.
Finally, they're like, you have been a lot of drama.
In the middle of a mass shooting.
Well, okay.
Spoiler alert. Or maybe the pizzas were first. I can't keep up.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Anyway, I keep telling you, The Pit, it's a good show. It's just every time the new episode starts, they're like, 5 p.m. And I'm like, oh, it's the same day. That's right. This is a little ridiculous. Jeez.
It's like 24, but for a murder.
Well, yeah, like 24. That's what I was getting ready to say.
3 p.m.
So that's why. And listen, I was getting so mad, I didn't know I had other alternatives, as J. Fig pointed out.
You totally do. That's another thing.
I'm like, how do I stop this?
A mute button? There's everything.
You want to leave? Hey, would you like to leave the conversation? Yes, I would. Apple, get me out of this. I am not an active participant, and they're annoying.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of...
or Florida Panthers. Guess what made its way to Publix?
Playa Vibe.
Yep.
Ooh, nice.
I was at my son's jiu-jitsu class on Friday, and his coach had a Playa Vibe. I said, Playa Vibe.
It was good.
Good.
Pretty good.
I may have snuck him a 12-pack from here.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
What are we going to do with it? We have so much.
Yeah.
Delicious. Thank you, Celsius.
If you don't like somebody, there's also some unmentionables in that corner.
The Road to Repeat is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. So the Panthers win on Saturday, 3-2 in a shootout over the Sabres. Carter Verhaeghe had a goal and an assist.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Yeah, Verhaeghe.
In Miami this weekend.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. UFC 314, which was awesome. We'll get into it because I want to talk a little bit about the card. But he was there. You wouldn't know it by as much as this cabinet was thrown on the broadcast. Jeez. Hey, it's like, all right, UFC fans, you want to see Ted Cruz? Like, what? No. All right.
I guess.
Trump's one thing. Like, Trump's at least been a UFC OG. You know, he's been around forever.
Yep.
But it's like, you guys want to see Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Guy wouldn't know a Kimura if it broke his own arm.
Like, whether or not he was president, it'd be like, oh, Donald Trump's in the audience.
Of course.
If Ted Cruz is like, what?
Marco Rubio's here.
Okay.
Great. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Swell, dude. That's. Can you show me Kid Rock at least? Can I see Kid Rock like doing a funnel in the crowd?
Is there no Musk here?
The FBI director's here. Huh?
All right.
Okay, cool, dude. Hey, you know he's sitting next to George St. Pierre. Show me the goat.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Panthers, big news over the week. And we talked about this where Aaron Ekblad was cleared for team activities. Mm. And he spoke to the media, Leroy. He spoke to the media.
What? I asked this question in the beginning of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And what were we told? Nope. Out.
Out. He was out, though. He was.
No, but I'm saying, I said, is there a period of time where he can come back and start team activities? It seems pretty odd that he would have to come back just cold turkey.
Listening to him this week, though, it was pretty funny listening to him because he's not allowed to be there when people are there. And he said he had to call up Keith Yandel, former Panthers defenseman Keith Yandel, I think just retired last year. And he goes, Keith, will you skate with me?
Oh, that's so sad.
He's like, I saw, he's like, what would you do? He's like, I saw Forsling do some things and I'd try and copy it. It's got to be so sad. Hockey's got to be a pretty sad, alone sport.
Oh, my goodness, so yes.
Because, like, those rinks, when there's nobody there, they're spooky.
Yeah.
And not to mention, if you're just skating with another person, it's Blades of Glory. I don't know what you calling it. To me, I keep thinking about Blades of Glory.
It's provocative because I didn't have anybody, so I called Olli Jokinen. Can you give me? This was Aaron Ekblad asked about what lesson he learned from being banned.
What possible lesson was it to learn after getting the suspension?
The toughest. It's not. There's so many ways you look at it, respect and integrity and character, family, name, my teammates, fans, it's every single which way you look at it, the money that I lose on top of all that, not that I, care about it in a sense, I'd give it all back to play and take it all back again, so a lot of regret, but it is what it is, and have to find a way to move forward.
This is why I always said he's a good boy, and he didn't deserve this. It was too much shame to drag his name. And honestly, he should have gotten an apology reprieve on his suspension. 10 games. That's enough. 25 was a bit much. I feel like he should be cleared already.
Here's what you need to know about these suspensions. They're predetermined and they are collectively bargained.
No parole though. Like what for? He's a good boy. Good behavior. He can't.
They're collectively bargained. Here's what the suspension is for this infraction. There's no leeway. There's no wiggle room. There's no nothing.
He will be allowed to return game 3 of the playoffs. And I believe we got some pretty good news this morning. Paul Maurice was on the Joe Rose show. And implied that Aaron Ekblad, Matthew Tkachuk is on pace to be back for first round of the playoffs, which I wasn't sure because I saw a report this weekend. I saw our boy David Dwork was kicking around. He had heard there's a possibility this could linger a little bit, that this was going to go maybe in. But now it seems like the message they're getting out there is that he's going to be back. And it's not definite. His quote this morning to Joe was, it's a really important week for him. He's not that far off. He's very, very close. We're not missing this by 2 weeks.
Okay. So
if it's not...
It might be a game.
Maybe. So, we'll see. Panthers back in action tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. They're taking on the New York Rangers. Hockman and Crowder will be out there live at the arena. And
game
you can hear that
game. Off guard.
7 o'clock.
I was scrolling through my sports, what was on TV, and I'm like, hockey, forgot.
Panthers.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Our Tua. Streets are talking. That's next.